Now, boys and girls, last week we began to see how Elijah the prophet was taken to be with God, and then how that other man, Elisha, or Elisha, some people call him, came to be the great prophet in the land of Israel and to the people of God. Remember again what a prophet was. A prophet was a man who spoke to the people from God. He went before God in his prayers and God spoke directly to him. And then the prophet would come and the prophet would deliver God's message to the people. And of course, as we saw over those many weeks, one of the greatest prophets in the land of Israel in those days was the prophet Elijah. You remember the king, King Ahab. You remember his wife, Jezebel. Remember the many, many bad things that they caused the people of God to do. And so God sent Elijah, and Elijah came, and Elijah preached God's message to the people. However, the time came, and Elijah, like everybody, began to grow old. And so God was going to take Elijah to heaven, to glory, to be with himself. He did that, you remember, in a very, very strange way. And as Elisha saw Elijah going up into heaven in that chariot that God had sent down, he was very, very sad. And he cried out and he said, "Oh, my father, my father." He wasn't really his father, of course, in that sense, but he was his father in the faith. He was like a son to him, and Elijah, of course, was his father in the faith. Well, so Elijah was taken to be with God, and now Elisha was to be the prophet in the land of Israel. Now, he didn't go right away to speak to the people. We went back to that place called the schools of the prophets, you remember, we spoke about. And there he stayed for a period of time until God's right time had come. And then Elisha went forth and Elisha began to be God's prophet to the people. He performed miracles. And the reason he performed miracles was to prove that he had come from God as God's prophet. And he performed many great miracles, but it's one of these that I want to tell you about this morning, especially because it's a very kind miracle. And not only is it a very kind miracle, but it's one of those places off the Word of God that teaches us something very, very necessary, something that we need to know about Jesus Christ the Savior. So sit up now, and I'll tell you about this miracle, this very kind miracle that Elisha the prophet performed. In the schools of the prophets were many young men who were going to be prophets in Israel, but this day one of them died. Now, we're not told what his name was, but simply he was a prophet and he died. And of course, he was a young man, and so he left a young widow. A widow is a woman who, when her husband dies, is left alone. And this young widow was left alone. And not only that, this young widow had two small sons, two small children. Now, she worked as hard as she could to provide for them, to give them food and to give them clothes and everything that they needed. But it was a very, very hard job. One day a knock came to the door, and this very stern man stood at the door, and he said to the widow woman, "You owe me money. You owe me a debt." A debt is when you owe somebody some money or owe somebody something. And he said, "If you can't pay this debt, if you can't give me back this money, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take your two sons and I'm going to sell them into slavery. I'm going to make them slaves. And with the money that I get in selling them to be slaves, I'm going to take my money out of that to clear away that debt." Well, the young widow woman didn't know what to do. And so she ran to Elijah. And she said to Elijah, "Will you help me?" She said, "You remember that my husband was a man who loved God and served God. Now, can you help me?" And Elijah said to her, "Do you have anything at all in the house?" And she said, "Well, yeah, I've got one small jug or one small bottle of oil." Now, oil is what they used for cooking in those days. We still use it today, of course. But they used it in those days. She said, "I've got one small bottle of oil." "Well," said Elisha, "here's what you're to do. You're to go and you're to take that one small bottle of oil. You're to go to all your neighbors and you're to ask them for empty bottles or for empty jugs or for empty vessels of any kind. You're to bring them into your house. You're to spread out all those bottles and all those jugs, all those containers all over the house and shut the door." And then he said, "Take your small bottle of oil and fill up the first of the bottles and see what happens. So she went, she got all her neighbors, she brought in all the bottles, all the jugs, everything that she could find from her neighbors. She put them all over the table, all over the floor, and then she shut the door. And she began to pour out of her small bottle of oil. And the two boys said, "Well, Mom, what are you doing, Mum?" And she said, "Well, watch and see." And she poured the first one, and it filled up. She looked into the bottle of oil, and it was still full. She went to the next empty bottle, she poured it in, she looked in, it was still full. She went round all the bottles, all the jugs, all the containers, and she just kept pouring and pouring and pouring out of the bottle. It was a miracle, you see. A miracle that God had performed through Elisha the prophet. She went back to Elisha and he said, "Well, what happened?" And she told him. Now he said, "Here's what to do." Now listen very carefully. He said, "Take some of those bottles of oil and sell them. And with the money that you get, pay that man your debt. And then with all the other bottles of oil that you've left, that will keep you and your sons to live on every day. Pay your debt with some of that oil and live off the rest of it every day." The young woman did that, and it was a great miracle, you see, that God had performed through Elisha the prophet. Now, what does that teach us about our Lord Jesus Christ? Now, I want to just tell you very, very clearly, the Bible says this, boys and girls. It says that we are all debtors to God. In other words, we all owe God something. Something that we can't pay back. In fact, the Bible tells us this. The Bible tells us that we are already slaves and we need to be redeemed. If you've been listening, if we've been preaching through Titus, you remember it tells about our Lord Jesus Christ redeemed us. That means he bought us back. When our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, what he was doing was this. He was paying the debt for our sin. He was paying, if you like, what it took to buy us out of slavery and to buy us back to God. That's what Jesus did. That's what Christ did on the cross. He paid our debt. But, boys and girls, not only did he just pay our debt in that way and then leave us to ourselves. You remember the other thing that Elisha said? He said, "Now pay your debt with part of that and live off the rest of it every day." And when we believe with all our heart that Jesus died on the cross to pay our debt, to bring us back to God, then we live with Christ and the goodness and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ every day that we live. He didn't only die on the cross to pay our debt in that way and then leave us to ourselves. He died on the cross to pay our debt and then be with us every day that we live until we come to be with God forever and ever. Remember what Elisha said? Pay your debt and live off the rest. And our Lord Jesus Christ says that we're to believe in him with all our heart. And when we believe in him in all our heart, then our debt is cancelled out. It's done away with. And then Christ is with us all the days of our life, until we go to be with God forever and evermore. So Elisha then took over from Elijah, began to perform miracles. This one of the miracles that he performed, now that he had become the prophet of God in the land of Israel.